Hey, girl.
Hey, what you doing?
Girl, sitting up in this house. You know, it's COVID season. There's not too much to do. Just got to wrap in some presents. Not much. Just the regular.
What you doing?
That's not the regular, boo. I'm wrapping presents.
What you say, girl? What you say?
I said, that's not the regular wrapping presents.
Oh well, it's Christmas season, and so there's not too much more to do. So you know how it is. I cooked breakfast for the hubby today.
Yes,
I'm being a good wife, taking care of home first.
All right,
like other women should be doing,
right?
Because you don't want anybody trying to come in your back though.
Come on.
Honey, because you ain't taking care of nothing, but that definitely will not be said over here.
Why he walking out the front?
Yes. Okay. Honey, we taking care of home first.
Right.
Honey, that's my charity starts in the house.
Come on. What you cook?
I made him some breakfast, girl. I made him some good old Winfro sausages.
Mm.
Eggs. Good old layered biscuits.
Sounds good.
Jelly. Yes, honey. Mm-hmm. And then I actually bought, you know, Keurig have like so many different things to choose from. And they have like a cocoa Keurig now.
Mm-hmm. What?
So I dropped one and it's actually good. And I mean, it measures like the right amount. So it was like really good.
Well, awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
I actually just got through cooking myself.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I cooked some chicken fettuccine and some mozzarella sticks.
With chicken fettuccine, some mozzarella
sticks? Yeah, it's a different mozzarella. It's like a breadstick, but it's got mozzarella on the inside.
Yeah, that's different. Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did that. And that was it. But I went shopping with mom and for the church. And we're going to have a little Christmas program tomorrow. So that was about it. We had a little fun. It was too crowded. So we got gift cards and we left out of there.
I know, that's right. You got to get in and get out.
I know. It's really, like, it's really hectic in the shopping place. But, yeah, I was making sure I just support her while she was doing what she needed to do.
Support.
Support.
Mm. Isn't support, that a word?
Right? It goes a long way.
That's a big,
that's
baby,
a big
support.
Topic.
I know, you know what I was telling somebody, I was like, during this time, this is when you really see who really for you.
Oh yeah, you see who
everybody for you. Be okay with you, long as you, honey, long as you doing whatever that they want you to do, long as you're pushing them. But honey, people these days,
you better say some attending to their needs.
That's if when people need, are if happy
their,
with you.
If their feather is being tickled, baby, they happy. But if their feather ain't tickled in a couple of days, baby, they ain't gonna say
why
nothing.
Is that? But like, why is that? Like, you know, why does it even go like to the point to where, you know how some people get to where like, okay, well, like you're doing something for me, I'm gonna do something for you. Why can't it just be like, that's just the way you vibe, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care, even if you really don't do anything for me, I still want to be there. But like, some people like, hey, you just do for me and I'm just gonna get, but I ain't gonna give nothing. Like, I just
and that's the kind of world we live in. And I don't even know. Man, I don't know, because my mindset is not like that. I don't have that mindset. So I can't even get a grip on to why they do things like that. And you know what? I'm not even going to try to figure it out. Yeah, because I don't have that kind of mind. But you know, what I am going to do is take care of Vicky. A whole lot.
I know,
more.
But you know what, Vicky? But it like really makes you not even want to associate yourself with people like that.
You right. But I really believe that's why people get farther than where they are when they take off that extra baggage. And
what you mean? Like you feel like people can get further in life when they don't have people
they don't
that are
have all that extra
on them. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what has really pushed me back, because I'm pushing other people.
I know
forward.
You do. Yeah. That. Like you don't like see me. It's like I hold on to people.
Right.
Or whatever. You know. When it really should be, honestly, maybe like a touch go kind of thing.
Right.
But like, mm-hmm. you like so busy. You know what I'm saying? You trying to be the friend. You trying to be loyal. And you're trying to do this and that. And then in the end, you end up getting your feelings
right. So but, I really believe it's supposed to be a touch. I really believe it's supposed to be. It does supposed to be a touch and go. Because we really can't just get ourselves involved with everything, because we can't be everything for everybody. And that's why we tend to be so tired and so just drawn out, and you know, just want to give up because we gave everybody else everything.
Well, I'm gonna say this now, this is what I do know, that people gonna look out for them.
What, honey? They gonna be on the clock 24 hours a day. If they have to make sure their stuff is taken care of.
Now people don't look out for it.
You better say that, because when you ask somebody to, everybody is busy. I mean, with their stuff. But when it comes down to you getting some help with your stuff, everybody is busy. Ain't nobody got no time. Well, let me try to help you figure this out.
Or let's do this. I know.
Let's do this. Let me see if I can make this time for you. But people make time for what they want, honey.
But I'm just saying, but if it don't benefit them too, you know.
It's a
not,
lot of
it's not.
Yeah, it is.
See why you
but benefit. To me, everything I do benefits me. Benefit me, you know? So I mean, because I'm being kind to somebody else and I'm encouraging another person and I'm building them up. But at the same time, I'm building my own self up. I'm not letting myself go. I mean, because you can let yourself go and be building somebody else's dream and somebody else's hopes, somebody else's stuff. And when it's time for your stuff to be built up, there's nobody there. And that's why we have to build our hope on things eternal, because we gotta hold on to God's unchanging.
I was today. I was actually on Instagram, and I was looking at where Monique, you know, she was saying, you know, how like, you know, like she's watched several people progress from Instagram, and so the person who she was talking about, you know, he was just saying like you have to like get out of the spin of attaching yourself to people that like don't want to push you,
right? That's good.
Or whatever. And you know like he was just saying that, like, you know, like he doesn't deal with people like that. He's never going to be, actually. And you know, like he was saying how he doesn't deal with like those kind of people. And I just feel like, you know, sometimes we tend to attach ourselves to people for, like, you know, several reasons or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And like I said earlier, as long as, like, things are going well with them, but it's like nobody really want to go hard for you. And I think that's what I mix up, is because I want that same thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want people to feel about me how I feel about them or whatever. But like you said, it does make you kind of push off, you know, because you don't get that. Like, you
right.
find yourself giving 100. Ain't nobody trying to make sure that you good or whatever. And so it's like, I'm not going to get myself wrapped up in, you know, this like that. And so that's how you do avoid hurt.
Right.
Or whatever. But I mean.
That's good. I mean,
this,
that's good.
I know, but this season is like totally different. Like, I have asked God for discernment, you know, like, place me with people that mean me well. or just give me, like, just open my eyes to things that I know that I don't need to be a part of, or people that don't need to be connected to me, because I feel like people really don't want to be your friend. They're just trying to figure out what you're doing, how you got it, what y'all doing, and just to go get that to take you somewhere else. It's not to build from it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, that's true.
It's only just that's to really true. Get in your business sometimes. But there are some genuine people that really mean you well, but a lot of people are just cutthroat and just out to basically
get the attachment. Sometimes you can't really even voice what you're doing, but it's good to build off on each other. I mean, because you can learn a lot from each other, but when you learn, well, when the person is learning more from you, they taking, like, you giving them 10 hours and they giving you 3 minutes. So, and that's why you have to, because I purposely go, because I do that so my heart won't get broken, or I do that because if I stay too long, then I know Vicky is gonna be a whole nother character. So
yeah, I feel you on that.
I have to move and dodge the bullets. And for so long that I've been dodging so many bullets, so I wouldn't get hurt. But, you know, sometimes...
So, is that where you feel like you don't have to really worry about a lot of that extra because you don't put yourself in a situation?
I feel that's why. You know, they be like, Vicky, she's so encouraging. She helps so many people. But Vicky actually is a loner. And Vicky don't have a lot of people around her. And Vicky don't do a lot of stuff like that because of the point of getting hurt. And when you know how you can get hurt, why not take a detour? I feel like everybody need to take a detour from hurt all the time. Why you want to constantly get hurt by people? You don't have to do that.
Why you keep putting yourself in those type of situations?
That's right. And some people say that's ministry. That's not ministry to keep on getting beat up. That's not ministry.
I know what you're saying. Like, you know, some stuff, it's like, hey, I'm tired of going through this. Like, I'm not fixing to keep putting up with this. You're not gonna keep punching me in the stomach or whatever. I didn't been hit long enough. Hey, that's over.
Right.
Or whatever. But you know,
you don't have to keep on putting yourself.
Yeah, keep being stupid.
That's right. Walking in the keep stuff. Being stupid. You're walking into a disaster. But you like, let me try this again. Yeah. Let me see if it's
I'm
gonna
done work. With that too.
Oh yeah.
That's what I say. I'm done with that.
All
like
the stuff, but
like, let me see what you about. You know what I'm saying? Because baby, they're gonna show their true colors.
Right.
And like you're gonna be able to pick up on it or whatever. And like, you know, you'll know when people only come around when it's, you know,
when
benefiting
it's beneficial.
Them.
Come on.
They're trying to make, you know, they're like trying to make time for it.
Right.
Versus, you know, just those calls. Girl, I'm just trying to, you know, check on you.
Right.
I just wanna make sure y'all doing this. Just like starting this, you know, like you have so many that like push you to, you know, to do it.
To
and
get
then,
it started. And they,
like,
they,
okay,
and
where
and
are
missing in action? You don't know where they are.
Yeah.
But
people only support you, like, you know, like they don't want you to be, like, they want you to be okay, but like they don't want you to be too much better than them. You know what I'm saying?
They don't want you to be real successful. They want you to get there, but they don't want, they be like, oh, well, let me hair up and work behind the scenes so I can get there
they wanted you
faster
to be,
than them. So they
that,
want
that
you to,
restriction. That restriction.
Come
no,
on.
I'm serious.
That's good.
Like, for real. Like, people, like, as long as you're like, okay, like there, but if like, so whenever you start to look like you're making some type of progress, that's too much for them. Like, or they only expect you to maybe cover some of the pie, you know,
pie,
little, you know, what's the little thing called, a little pie chart?
Oh yeah,
they want you. Yeah, they want you. They don't want that pie chart full. They don't want that pie chart full.
Yeah, they don't.
They want it
to
be like a certain percentage. Like, let me give a 20% of that pie chart.
Come on,
or whatever. Like, that's what they. I'm serious. But like, if like they see you effective 75%, you know, 75% going into 100%. Oh, that's when it's a problem. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want that. They don't want you to be that, like, you know, like, oh, that's a little too much. You know what I'm saying? or whatever. But like that's, but like, you know, that's how you really know, you know, right. Because people only support you half the way. They will encourage you to do this, they will encourage you to do that, but they don't follow through with it. And so that's why, you know, people say, oh, don't, you know, don't put your guards up. God doesn't want you to do that. But you have to really be, I'm serious, but right. You gotta be prayerful.
You got to be like, prayerful.
Like, you and don't mean me no good. You yeah. want to be temporary. You want to be part-time. Right.
Yeah, you want to come in and out and see what I'm doing. Oh, what you doing? Come go on back. Oh, let me, oh, this is what she doing. Let me do this.
No,
man.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Seriously.
I know.
Christian women. That yes, and those are the main ones, and that just makes me so mad. Is that that's why people don't really trust other people, even the Christian women, because they doing some of the stuff the people of the world doing.
Right, that's true.
It's there's not even like we were doing a Bible study and like we were talking about, you know, how, you know, we're supposed to be set apart. Like you can't even tell because the Christian folk are doing what the people of the world are doing. Like you can't even tell. I mean, like nobody's loyal. Nobody's 100%. Nobody.
Come on.
I mean,
they
nobody
can't even keep a secret.
Yeah, I mean, I'm nobody is just, I mean, nobody is 100 or
right,
whatever.
That's
you know
true.
What I'm saying? So you just, I mean, so you can't, I mean, girl, it's, that's a whole nother story, but I know. It's,
we can go and pray on that one because, I mean, that could take a whole prayer meeting. We can pray and fast for days and go back in and they still the same because of the mindset, because of.
And see, I just want to be found being right.
Right.
You know?
That's right. It's a dog world out there. It is.
I want to be found. I want to be guilty of being like that person or letting my light shine or that right. people will know. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, she's a really good friend versus, mm-hmm.
or not having,
you know, people that, yeah, you know
I don't
want to
motive.
Really
I don't want to motive behind what I do. I don't.
How about I don't want to have a form? How about that?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
A form of friendliness.
Come on, and denying the power. Come on now, sister.
Lord, a form of godliness. That's what the Bible says. But I don't want to have a form of friendliness. Hallelujah.
Right. Yes, let's go into naturalistic. Let's be natural.
I
right want to
have
that
I
form.
I want to have a form of friendliness. Or
no. People looking want like you to I'm go ready. So far, and if they can get something out of it, they ready. Like, they're ready to get something. If they getting something out of it, they going to go all the way with you. Oh, they getting 8-10%, they going. They ain't stopping. They going to be like, they going to be up at, they going to be up at 7 a.m. saying, Vicky, I got an idea. Let me give you this idea that
nobody
I
nobody pushes anybody. But you know what? That's why you really okay. got to drive, crank the car. And while you gotta crank the car, you gotta check your own hood, honey.
Right.
Or right. whatever. Don't expect, you know, your friends to say, hey, your tire on flat. Don't expect
right.
that. Check your own tires. Because you're not gonna get that.
Right.
Or whatever.
Oh,
from.
Okay.
And like that's what I've learned. It's like you really gotta be okay with really, you know, toting the baby. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like you gotta do it. You gotta tote the bag. You gotta push the baby.
That's
you know
right.
what I'm saying?
That's
you gotta feed the baby. Like you can't expect
you
like
got,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm serious
you got to
because
milk your
people,
own
that's
baby.
What I'm learning mm-hmm. just through this. But I mean just through people and like that, I feel like so it gets that understood that then you understand like your place with people. And it does
yeah.
it definitely makes you adjust to however they are because
it does.
I mean it's too
but you know what Ren, I just really feel like just like they say it takes a village to raise kids
mm-hmm.
it takes a village for people to get their purpose and their
to help
ministry
out. That's good.
To help out
it does.
Takes somebody working together and doing that, but we're not, it's like a crab in a bucket. Like they're trying to pull down on every hand to make sure that it don't, well, I'm not gonna tune in and I'm not gonna like their page and I'm not gonna do that because I think if I do that, then a lot of more people would do it and it'll take off. Like, but that's why I ask God to send people from every sort of place around the nation to say, hey, I see them.
Mm,
I like what they do. Yeah, I mean, yeah, but God will send you some strange people.
He will.
He got favor.
Most definitely. Yeah. I mean, you know, you gotta be okay. And you gotta be okay with that, and you gotta accept it, and you gotta just move on, and you gotta water your own plant, girl.
I know. Well, Ren, I got to go.
Okay, girl. It's been good talking to you, girl. I love you.
I love you too.
And hi, we are coming on day by day, so you never know. So tune in. Y'all have a great day.
Love you guys. Okay.
Bye-bye.